for so many years, she felt a kind of fear about God and the things of God. And as a Catholic, she felt guilty about so many things and passed that down to her children. And then she described how she went through a period of time where she was really angry with God, and even to the point of, and angry with the Catholic faith too, and even to the point of like burning holy cards, she said, and I presume other things of that nature. So she mentioned she had gone to confession because, you know, whether you realize it or not, doing that is a form of blasphemy, and blasphemy is an extremely serious sin. So thanks be to God, she made her way back to confession, and it seems like things are back on track again. But her parting thought was, she doesn't want to fall back into that. So I shared a couple of Bible verses. One from Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And my point in quoting that verse is that fear is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it could be a very good thing, a very salutary thing, where you just don't do certain things because you fear the consequences. That's not the best way to operate, but it's a good start. And so the Bible here is pointing to, if you have a healthy, proper fear of the Lord, then you are on the path to wisdom. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." So what this means is it leads you to understand how it's out of love for God that you should be sorry for sin, or even better, out of love for God that you would avoid sin. So maybe your wandering eye is tempted to look at someone in a way that you know you shouldn't look at her or him. And you're in the moment where you're thinking, I got a pretty good view from right about here. And you catch yourself and you say, yeah, but you know, Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman with lust in his heart, he commits adultery with her. And then you think to yourself, okay, I don't want to go to hell. Okay, that's a good start. But the better is to say, I don't want to offend God. I love God. I love Jesus. I'm his disciple. What are you talking about? Why would I want to offend the one I love? And if I do this, and I know that doing this is going to be contrary to God's will for me to be happy, what an idiot I would be. You notice that I'm saying I don't want to say that about you. But all of us have these moments, don't we? And so my point is simply this, that the way to get out, my hope is that this will help the lady that I just spoke to. The way to dig your way out, or better to put it this way, the way to let God dig you out of this pit of fear that you find yourself in is to concentrate on his love for you and your love for him, and make acts of love. Make acts of reparation for past sin and acts of love for the Lord. I love you with all my heart. Lord, I'm grateful for all of the things you've given me. Lord, thank you for my children, my family. Even though we have problems, Lord, I thank you for all of it. Thank you for bringing me into existence. Thank you, Lord, for letting me know the truth about you and your church. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful planet you've given us to live on. Thank you. You could go on for hours thanking God for just the day-to-day realities. That's a big part of it. So rather, I'll put it this way. I'll leave it at this. The great theologians and doctors of the church and the masters of mystical theology, they all say that if you want to eradicate a vice in your life, one of the sins, pride, lust, envy, wrath, etc., the way to do it is to cultivate the opposing virtue. And it's like spraying Roundup on the weed of that sin in your life. You're just destroying it by cultivating the opposing virtue. So if your predominant fault is lust, if you happen to sin in that way, or maybe it's wrath, or maybe it's pride, well, by cultivating the opposing virtue, in this case, you cultivate the virtue of purity, or of mildness, meekness, or of humility. And that's like spraying Roundup on the weed of the sin in your life. And gradually, it's going to go away because it will be replaced by this flourishing virtue that you have worked so hard at. And when you do that, they tell us, the great saints tell us, when you and I do that, then we become free from fear. And we're no longer dominated by fear. God may love me, but he sure doesn't like me. Or I can't believe that God could love me after the stuff that I've done in my life. Yeah, I'm good now, but I wasn't good before. I mean, all those thoughts that kind of crowd in from time to time. When you cultivate this, being in the presence of God and he loves me, the only reason I even exist is because he loves me. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need any of this. Nothing in the universe is in any way a benefit to God himself. And you may say, then why did he create it all? He certainly didn't need the company. He wasn't bored. It wasn't like, you know, I could use some amusement up here. I know, I'll create people. It wasn't like that. From all eternity, God knew you in his mind, the idea of you, and the only reason that you exist is because God loves you, and he wants you to be happy. So when, and this is the key to the whole thing I wanted to share with that lady, when you, the more you focus on that, the less room there is for fear. The more you enlarge the space in your heart for love, your love for God and God's love for you, the more you enlarge that space, the more you fill it with love. And I don't mean love, L-U-V, you know. It's not like perfect. The Bible says perfect love, L-O-V-E, casts out all fear. I'm not talking about love like an emotion or, you know, passing fancy or anything like that. It's not an infatuation, but the deep and abiding charity, the love for God and recognizing his love for you, it pushes out all the places where the fear can live, because there's no room for fear anymore. Perfect love casts out all fear, the Bible says. So if you find yourself maybe in the same situation and you just think, well, God may love me, but he certainly doesn't like me, that's how to begin the process of letting God dig you out of that.